The Abraham Accord, Harbinger of the Temple Mount Play, about to begin. Written and narrated by yours truly, Nicholas Arthur. Chapter 7, Contemporary Times in the Revelation. So, what does the Revelation say about recent and contemporary times? Addendum 2020. Since E.B. Eliot published his exhaustive work on the Revelation in the 19th century, some apocalyptic details have been readily clarified, and several major events which affect the history and prophecy of the Revelation have occurred. 1. The Vatican, or papacy, the head that was wounded on effect of apocalyptic judgment, beginning about the time of the French Revolution, that wound was healed in 1929 when the Vatican once again regained its sovereign political status on the world stage and has moved to a prominent position among all the nations. 2. The status of America on the world stage has greatly increased to an undeniable place of prominence and power among the nations, as well as in apocalyptic prophecy. 3. The United Nations has been created as a worldwide governing authority, which continues to increase in power, a construct or image through which the Antichrist may vicariously gain influence over all the nations of the entire world. The Earth Beast. Interpreting the Earth Beast of Revelation 13 by the criteria in divinely given interpretations of the four preceding beasts as revealed in Daniel and the Apocalypse. Daniel 7:3-6. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, the second like to a bear, and the third like a leopard. Compare this with Revelation 13:1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. We notice that all of these beasts come up from the same place, the sea. We also notice that all of these beasts' powers were original in themselves and only incorporated the others when they conquered them consecutively. The fourth beast devours the three beasts that were before it, and therefore inherits the attributes of the three before it, leopard, bear, and lion. 1. Each of these sea beasts, as they were introduced, was an original power in the earth. 2. Any division of a beast may be represented by the introduction of horns and crowns in succession as you move from the body toward the heads and horns, and the body is always the same beast. 3. That these beasts rose up from the sea signifies that they all rose up from the same locality that was ultimately dominated by the Roman Empire, the fourth beast of Daniel 7, and the sea beast of Revelation 13. This is the locality specified for the origin of all the sea beasts. Introduction of the Earth Beast. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, Revelation 13:11. 1. The Earth Beast is for the first time introduced as an original power at the same time when the sea beast has ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. The Earth Beast is not a division of the sea beast. 2. The Earth Beast did not rise up from the same locality as any of the sea beasts. Thus, we must not look at the area of dominion of the Old World Roman Empire for its place of origin. We must first look at the direct description and attributes of this Earth Beast given in the text to determine its origin and identity. 1. It is described as coming up out of the earth. This would be a clue as to the place of its origin, as the symbolic earth is different from the symbolic sea where the four previous beasts rose up, inasmuch as actual earth or land is an opposite or different than sea or waters. We are given the interpretation of the symbolic waters in chapter 17, peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. In searching for clearly symbolic use of the word earth in the Revelation, this author could find only one other reference, Revelation 12:16, and the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. The woman was spared from the dragon's war on the remnant of her seed by a prepared place in the wilderness for the time and times and half a time. This prepared place would have been outside the governmental sphere of the old world Roman Empire. So the conclusion would be that the symbolic sea represents a locality that is densely populated, peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. So the symbolic earth would represent the opposite, a locality that is a wilderness or sparsely populated when the earth beast had its origin. When a tenth part of the papal kingdom fell, which tenth E.B. Eliot identifies as the falling away of Protestant England from the papal states, many had been fleeing to the New World to escape persecution and papal inquisition in the same place where Protestant England eventually established 13 colonies. Canada to the north was a crown colony of the sovereign city of London. Mexico, down through all of South America, Latin America, was conquered on behalf of the Vatican by the papal vassals of Portugal and Spanish conquistadors. In the New World, the only power that rose up and came to exhibit all of the attributes of the Revelation 13 earth beast is the one that developed out of the 13 colonies planted by Protestant England, the United States of America. 2. The earth beast had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. These two horns demonstrate two equal and opposing powers at the origin of this beast, lamb-like and draconic in speech. The American Continental Congress adopted the Articles of Confederation, the first Constitution of the United States, on November 15, 1777. The present Constitution for the United States was written during the Constitutional Convention. Those that opposed it were able to get the Bill of Rights attached to it to preserve those liberties. It was signed on September 17, 1787. F. Tupper Saucy, in his book, Rulers of Evil, unquestionably exposes the hidden secret influence in the establishment of the U.S. Constitution, and more specifically, the concentration of power in the newly created head of this beast, the sovereign city of the District of Columbia. Though this power was founded upon many godly or lamb-like principles, the draconic influence would eventually turn it to come alongside the draconic power of the sea beast that infected it at its inception. The history of this alliance between these two beasts is foretold in the 13th chapter of the Revelation. 3. The earth beast exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. It is not insignificant that at the same time this first beast receives its deadly head wound, that the second beast rises in the new world and in time comes to exercise all the powers of the first beast before it until it finally causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. It is all too evident that America is changing just as the scripture indicates that it would as the second or earth beast. As the Roman Empire was once the visible police power of the world, so today America, since World War II, has emerged as the police power of the world and exercises all the power of the first beast before him. 4. We are also told that the second beast says to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. The empire of the city, the Vatican, using the wealth of America through its Federal Reserve coup of the U.S. Treasury, rebuilds the Roman world after World War II. Then, established as the United Nations with its headquarters in New York City. In other words, the second beast of Revelation 13, which has its head in Washington, D.C., one of the cities of the empire, creates the image of the first beast, the United Nations, which will eventually require the allegiance of all. This allegiance, or worship, will be obedience to the United Nations implementation and enforcement of the One World Mark of the Beast monetary system, which will require the participation and numbering of all people, small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. The United Nations is an image through which the Vatican, that is, Papal Rome, may vicariously rule the world as it did before its head wound was inflicted. The Seven Kings. Interpreting the Seven Kings of Revelation 17 by the criteria in the divinely given interpretation. Verses 10 and 11. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was, and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. First of all, at verse 10, the angel time dates the sixth king or power as contemporary with John. That is the present Roman Empire. Verse 11 identifies these kings, from the Greek basileus, as beasts, so we must look in the scripture for our enumerated beast powers. So as some believe pagan Rome to be the sixth and papal Rome to be the seventh, this cannot be for several reasons. 1. Papal Rome is not a separate beast, and 2. Papal Rome does not merely continue a short space, but in reality far exceeds the space of pagan Rome. Therefore, the sixth king beast is both Rome pagan and papal. The seventh had not yet come. There's only one additional beast that shows up in the Revelation, and that is the second, or earth beast, of chapter 13. The eighth power goeth into perdition. Therefore must be Rome, one of the seven, therefore also the sixth, because she is contemporary with John. The seventh is a power that shows up for a short space at the end. The second, or earth beast, of Revelation 13 must be that power, because it is the only additional beast mentioned in the Revelation. The earth beast fills up a short space when the sea beast, or Rome, is apparently wounded, as it were, to death. Then the seventh, this earth beast, comes alongside Rome, the sea beast, and builds an image to it. Then all are caused to worship that image on the pain of death. and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Daniel gives us the names of the three beasts previous to Rome in his chapter 8, Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece. This would require two more before these, plus one yet to come to complete our count. It is about 95 AD when these words were spoken to John. Five kingdoms, which once ruled over Israel, had fallen. One, Egypt, into which Israel voluntarily entered and was subsequently enslaved. Two, Assyria, took the northern kingdom after Israel split. Three, Babylon, which completely dissolved Israeli self-rule. Four, Media-Persia, which conquered Babylon and was followed by, number five, Greece, conquered by the terrible Iron Beast. Six, Rome. The one is current with John at 95 AD. Seven is America, and the other is not yet come. America, the seventh kingdom, developed in the New World about the same time Papal Rome received its wound by the sword. It is not recorded that this seventh, America, conquers the one before it or falls to a successor, only that it continues a short space. Number eight is Rome. After the wound, as it were to death, was healed, is aided by number seven, who is also the second beast of Revelation chapter 13.